April 20. Illumination not given apart from the Word. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. In these days of delusion, everyone who is established in the truth will have to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Every variety of error will be brought out in the mysterious working of Satan, which would, if it were possible, deceive the very elect and turn them from the truth. There will be human wisdom to meet, the wisdom of learned men, who, as were the Pharisees, are teachers of the law of God, but do not obey the law themselves. There will be human ignorance and folly to meet in disconnected theories arrayed in new and fantastic dress. Theories that it will be all the more difficult to meet because there is no reason in them. There will be false dreams and false visions which have some truth but lead away from the original faith. The Lord has given men a rule by which to detect them. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. If they belittle the law of God, if they pay no heed to His will, as revealed in the testimonies of His Spirit, they are deceivers. They are controlled by impulses and impressions, which they believe to be from the Holy Spirit, and consider more reliable than the inspired Word. They claim that every thought and feeling is an impression of the Spirit, and when they are reasoned with out of the Scriptures, they declare that they have something more reliable. But while they think that they are led by the Spirit of God, they are in reality following an imagination wrought upon by Satan. Selected Messages, Book 2, pages 98 and 99. Satan will work in a most subtle manner to introduce human inventions, clothed with angel garments. But the light from the Word is shining amid the moral darkness, and the Bible will never be superseded by miraculous manifestations. The truth must be studied. It must be searched for as hidden treasure. Wonderful illuminations will not be given aside from the Word, or to take the place of it. Cling to the Word. Receive the engrafted Word, which will make man wise unto salvation. Ibid, page 100.